Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 117 on June the 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Vectel IQ Acquisition Corporation, JD.com, and Marvell Technology, and we discuss three new trades on Stitch Fix Inc., Occidental Petroleum, and ExxonMobil Corporation. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. Email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. This week, we saw a huge week-over-week move in the equity markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 1,727 points, ending the week at 27,110 points. The S&P 500 index gained 149 points, finishing this week at 3,193 points. So now it's time to cover the topic of the week. And our topic this week is timing the market. And actually, a subtitle is, should we trust this bull market? So lots of people are asking themselves that very question at the moment, present company included. There are plenty of reasons why maybe this is the real thing. Like, even though the virus numbers haven't really improved, the economy is opening up. And of course, I have a list of reasons why you shouldn't trust this rally either. At the end of the day, we are within 3,000 points of the high in the Dow. That's not much at all given this level. So should you buy? Well, I've told multiple people, if you're going to buy a stock, then I say buy it, because it's tough to time the market consistently and capture the full move. Most books will tell you that you're not going to consistently time the market well. Now, if you believe this is nothing more than a bear rally, should you short the stock? Like, a lot of guys are saying, I don't believe this. Maybe I should go short the market. Well, to me, the best way to short the market is to use options. I mean, this is where options can be great. I'm more a fan of buying out-of-the-money put options with the farthest out date that makes sense financially. So you might be looking at a September option. In some situations, you might be looking at a December, and you really have to do the math and try and figure out if the December options are really being priced within the same level as the September options, meaning each month gives you more of a chance for that option to be in the money. So you have to measure the actual value of the extra time. So if September options are 50 cents more expensive than August options, and December is 4 months away from September, then in theory, that option should be $1.20 more. So you have to do that sort of math and figure out what the market is at, how the market is actually pricing the time value of those options. But in general, I'm much more a fan of using a put option, buying an option so that you create a situation with limited risk, right? Buying a put can create the short exposure that you're looking for while limiting risk, because we know that the market can continue to rally higher and your shorting the stock will be a one-to-one loss. Whereas with puts, if you buy puts and the market goes ahead and rallies, you just lose the amount of money that you paid for those puts, which is why I suggest an out-of-the-money put, so it's a little cheaper. Now, you can also go ahead and buy stock to dollar average into a position just in case the market is actually rallying and staying higher, and you can concurrently buy put options as a hedge or just an insurance against the stock you buy in case the market falls. So it really depends on how you want to play this position, but at the end of the day, understanding options will give you more chances to prepare for any move the market might make, and hopefully allow you to be a better trader for your underlying stock positions. For instance, let's say you buy at, you know, an individual company right now, and then the market does fall below. What should you do? Should you sell your shares? I say no, not if you really wanted to own that stock for your portfolio. Go ahead then and buy some more. And that way you start to dollar cost average your position into a lower price. We know that over time, the market tends to appreciate. It really becomes a matter of time rather than a matter of being right or wrong. So now there's obviously some survivorship bias too, because the makeup of the S&P 500 index is different today than it was, say, 50 to 60 years ago. So there's that as well. But as long as your company isn't going to, whichever company you're buying, isn't going to go away or go to zero, then you probably have a good chance at making money if you buy today. Now, caveat being, there are all sorts of other factors. So you just have to decide if it's a stock that you really want to own, then buying it, trying your best to buy it at the low, it's always a tricky thing because tomorrow's price may be the low. So I say buy it and then buy yourself some insurance so that if the stock does turn around and go lower, you will actually be able, you'll have a hedge against that long stock position so that you can protect your capital, protect your wealth. So that's it for the topic of the day. Let's get into the trade review from last week. So we started off with the cover call on Vecto IQ acquisition, symbol VTIQ, V as in Victor, T as in Tango, I as in India, Q as in Quebec. At the time, the stock was trading for $28.70 per share. I looked at buying that stock and selling the June 29 call at $3.30, hoping for a return of 12.54% in 3 weeks. Now, this trade gets us into new territory because of a merger. So Vecto IQ Acquisition Corporation actually merged with Nikola Motor Company this week. The stock appreciated, but I'm not certain that the option would have been executed. I'm not certain that you could have actually taken advantage of this trade. Now, in a merger situation, all of the in-the-money options would be exercised into stock, and that stock would be transferred into the new stock of the merged entity. In this situation, the stock would have appreciated, and the option would have been exercised profitably on Wednesday, the date of the merger. So you most likely would have captured the full 12.5% return. But it's a perfect reason to point out that you should always look at the news behind a stock prior to buying shares. So news such as mergers, earnings reports, stock splits, changes in management, and any other corporate activities can and likely will affect the outcome of the trade. This is not one that I took advantage of after doing a little more research into the show. Ultimately, because with the merger, sometimes the new shares end up tanking. Sometimes they skyrocket. That wasn't my goal. My goal was simply locking in a small return on the or large return when you consider it on a monthly basis of the cover call position itself. Our second trade last week was a credit spread on JD.com, symbol J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $54.33 per share. I looked at selling the June 54.53 put spread at 36 cents, which can give us a maximum loss of 64 cents per spread. So JD stock gained $4.71 per share, ending the week at $59.04 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is even more out-of-the-money, meaning we made money on this trade. It can be repurchased or bought back for 23 cents per spread, marking a gain of 13 cents or roughly 36% return in 1 week. Now, of course, if you were to leave the trade on, you will likely capture the full profit, which would be the full 36 cents that we sold it for, simply by holding this trade for another couple of weeks. So Overall, no adjustments needed. This was a profitable trade. Our next trade from last week, our next trade in the review, is a debit spread. We looked at Marvel Technology, symbol M as in Mike, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $32.62 per share. I looked at buying the June 32 half call spread for 34 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 16 cents or a 47% return in 3 weeks. Well, Marvel Technology stock grew $3.27 per share, closing the week at $35.89. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is even more in the money now. The bid-ask spread, of course, is wide at the moment, but with stock at this at its current level, we can be somewhat comforted that the spread has appreciated to just about its full price of 50 cents. That would give us a actually our full return of 16 cents per spread, or that 47% return on investment, which we'll be able to lock in another 2 weeks. So no adjustment needed at the moment on this trade either. So ultimately, we have a merger that you most likely would not have been able to participate in, and then a successful credit spread and a successful debit spread. So good week. I mean, I was kind of due. I feel like I'd been taking it on the chin a couple of weeks in a row, or maybe a little longer, but I'm happy to have given a few very profitable trades last week. So with that being said, I just want to point out we have 2 weeks left in June expiration. This will be our last week looking at June options, and these become increasingly risky because when we discuss the review, there's only 1 week left. So if a trade goes against us and we actually need to make adjustments, the adjustments likely will not be made, or they'll be very difficult to make because the premium is going to be so limited with only 1 week left in the trade. So for those of you who are less or who are more risk averse, and have a smaller appetite for risk, you might want to go ahead and look at July options. But for this week, we have three more June trades. We'll start off with our covered call. This is a company I'm not very familiar with. It's a company that I've never spoken of on the show, and that's a covered call on Stitch Fix Incorporated. Symbol S as in Sierra, F as in Foxtrot, I as in India, X as in X-ray. Stock finished the week at $24.96 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the June 25 call at $2.50, which can give us a maximum return of 10.18% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Stitch Fix stock for $24.96 per share and selling the June 25 call at $2.50. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $25 per share and the break-even price is $22.46. The stock purchase in real terms would require $2,496 and you would collect $250 for selling the option. A second trade on the week is a credit spread. We're looking at Occidental Petroleum, symbol OXY, O as in Oscar, X as in X-ray, Y as in Yankee. The stock ended the week at $20.79 per share. I'm looking at selling the June 20.5/20 put spread at 20 cents, which can give us a maximum loss of 30 cents in 2 weeks. So you enter this trade by selling the June 20.5 put at $1.65 and concurrently buying the June 20 put for $1.45. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $20.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $20.30. In real terms, you would receive $20 per spread that you sold and have $30 at risk. Then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We're looking at ExxonMobil, symbol XOM, X as in X-ray, O as in Oscar, M as in Mike. The stock ended the week at $53.08 per share. I'm looking at buying the June 52.5/53 call spread, paying 32 cents and hoping for a maximum gain of 18 cents per spread or 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the June 52 half call for $1.95 and concurrently selling the June 53 call at $1.63. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $53 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $52.82. In real terms, you will pay $32 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. It's always a little bit shorter show when the trade review is shortened by successful trades, but so happy that you guys listen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following along, and hopefully you're taking action too. Maybe you follow along with me on these trades, or maybe you're using this knowledge to go ahead and put your own option trades in. I'll say that the best way to learn the trade options is to start trading options. But when you're using spreads, I mean, this debit spread, most of you guys can afford to pay $32 to see if this debit spread strategy works for you. You can always buy one spread. You can try and buy 100 spreads or 1,000 spreads too, but one spread still may give you enough confidence and enough knowledge to be able to really start to use these in your trading portfolio. So that is it. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.